奉主耶稣圣名开始我们对真言的学习。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our learning on the book of Proverbs.
非常的抱歉，我们刚才有一些技术上的问题，所以我们耽误了一些时间。
We apologize for some technical difficulty earlier, so that we started this class late.
好，现在我们请一起低头默祷。
Let us now bow our heads and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
感谢赞美天上的真神。
We praise and thank God of heaven.
感谢您在万人当中拣选我们成为您的百姓。
Thank you for choosing us out of the millions of people to be your chosen ones.
感谢您是给我们将来美好天国的盼望。
Thank you for giving us the hope of eternal life in heaven.
我们也感谢您要赐给我们在地上拥有一个蒙福的生活。
We also give thanks to you for a blessed life on earth.
虽然我们常常生活在动荡不确定的状况里头。
Even though we often live in a life of instability.
但因为主耶稣您的怜悯，我们还是总是能够有一个平安喜乐的生活。
But because of your mercy, we are able to live this life in peace and joy.
因为您对我们的生活也有很多的教导。
Because you have given us a lot of instructions of how to live.
只要我们照着您的教导来过生活，我们就可以拥有一个美好的生活。
As long as we follow the instructions you have given us, then we will be able to have a good life.
感谢您让我们能够珍惜您的教导。
We give thanks to you, that we really cherish your instructions.
感谢您让我们有这一段时间一起来学习箴言。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to learn about the book of Proverbs.
恳求您赏赐给我们一个明白的心。
We ask that you give us a heart of understanding.
恳求您也是给我们信心跟力量。
We also ask you to give us faith and strength.
让我们能够将所学习的实践在我们的生活当中。
So that we can implement what we have learned in our lives.
主耶稣，我们愿意用我们美好的生活来成为您的见证。
Dear Lord, we would like to offer our lives as a living testimony.
所以恳求，再一次恳求您祝福我们对真言的学习。
Again, we ask that you will bless our learning on the book of Proverbs.
我们将一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
Oh, may all the praises, glory, and honor be unto thy name.
Amen.
Amen.
非常的感谢神我们将有10个小时一起来复习、来学习真言。
Thank God we are given about 10 hours to learn the book of Proverbs.
真言的内容大部分是在所罗门早期当王的时候所收集编辑的。
Most of the content of the book of Proverbs were compiled and edited by King Solomon early on in his reign.
箴言在希伯来文它本来的意思有管理或者统治的意思。
The original meaning of the word Proverbs in Hebrew means to manage and to rule.
人如果要拥有一个幸福美满的生活，人的生活是需要管理的。
If human beings want to have a blissful life, then we need to manage our lives.
那这管理的标准就是在圣经里头神所给的教训。
The standard to manage our lives are actually given to us in the Bible.
尤其是箴言给我们很深入的一些提醒跟告诫。
Especially in the book of Proverbs, it has given us a lot of reminders and admonition.
我们的生活包括的许许多多的层面。
Our lives have many different levels and aspects.
那如果要有一个 美满的人生，那所有的层面应该都要是对的。
If we want to have a blessed life, then we need to live our life in the right way in all aspects.
那所以箴言的内容，它就涵盖了，包括了很多的主题。
The book of Proverbs covers a wide a variety range of topics.
这里头啊，有对家庭生活的教导。
In the book of Proverbs, it includes teachings and lessons for family life.
包括着对年轻人的教导。
Lessons for youth.
包括着我们每一个个人啊，如何来管理自己。
Lessons for how to regulate our lives.
教导我们每一个个人如何来对付这个试探。
It teaches us how to deal with temptation.
教导我们应该怎么来啊，来灵修我们的言语。
It teaches us how to cultivate our speech.
当然也有很多的勉励是引导我们认识神，敬畏神。
It also has a lot of admonitions on how to worship God and fear God.
我们如何来处理我们的职业，或者我们的事业。
And it teaches us how to manage our career and business.
我们如何来经营我们的婚姻。
And to manage our marriage.
当我们遇到贫困，遇到富足，我们应该怎么面对，怎么来处理。
When we are poor or rich, how do we live that particular life?
我们应该追求智慧，那什么是智慧？
We are encouraged to pursue after wisdom, but how to do so?
箴言里头也包括了很多所谓道德的标准。
The book of Proverbs also stated the standard of morality.
这许许多多的主题，它不是通常不是集中在某一章里头。
These variety of topics are not necessarily concentrated in only certain chapters.
所以一个主题的相关的经节，它可能分散在很多其他的章里头。
Therefore, a certain topic may be found in many different chapters in Proverbs.
但是有人就已经把它整理，把它整理出来了。
But there are people who study Proverbs and gather the similar topics together.
他把跟某一个主题相关的经节都把它放在一起，把它列出来。
And they list out all the verses that talks about a certain topic.
那当然我们自己在读箴言的时候，我们也可以自己尝试着去把它分类。
As we read the book of Proverbs, we could also do the same exercise to categorize the similar verses that has the same topic together.
但是这种工作已经有人做了，所以或许我们就用别人整理的，我们就少了一项的工作。
But since there are other people who have already put them in categories, then we can just go straight into studying the teaching.
所以在这一次我挑选了十个主题，那也把一些相关的经节，把它呼应在我们的讲义里头。
So for this class, I have chosen 10 different topics and have put all the verses for us to infer.
好，那这个箴言它是以这种对句的形式作为结构。
We could see that most of the proverbs is structured as couplets.
那它有大概三种样子。
And it comes out in 3 different forms.
那第一个就是上下两个句子，那他们的意思刚好是相反的。
The first type is that you will have 2 narrative couplets with opposite meaning and use.
那在英文圣经它通常用 but 但这一个字眼， 但是中文圣经它常常把这个转折的这一个单字忽略了。
In the English language, we could always see the transition word but.
好，我们请看箴言第十章第三节。
Let us turn to Proverbs 10:3.
箴言第十章第三节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 3.
主不使一人受饥饿，恶人所欲的，他必推开。
The Lord will not allow the righteous soul to famish, but he cast away the desire of the wicked.
好，我们有听到英文圣经有念但这一个字。
So you could see that there's a transition word, but.
在诗篇的第一篇第二节啊，说我们要喜欢神的教训。
In Proverbs chapter 1 verse 2, it says that we need to love the wisdom and instruction of God.
那喜欢那就要昼夜的思想。
In the book of Psalm. So if we love the word of God, then we need to meditate them day and night.
那这个箴言哈，是一个很好的材料啊，可以让我们缓护的来做啊，来做默想。
Proverbs is a very good material for us to do meditation.
哦，我们可以想，他为什么这样来啊？为什么这样来教导我们
？So why does the Bible teach us this way？
啊，那如果要做的话，那我们应该如何做？
Why does Proverbs teach us a certain teaching and how do we do it?
那这句话带给我们怎样的提醒或者启发？
And what does this Proverbs teach us about certain things and what kind of reflection can we make of it?
那如果我们照着去做的话，会得到怎样的结果？
And if weimplement the inspiration of Proverbs into our lives, what results would it be?
那我们可以又想一下，有没有圣经里头实际的例子？
We could also think about whether there are some real examples in the Bible.
啊，或者我们想一下，我们的生活或弟兄姐妹的身上有没有例子？
We could also think about whether there are examples we can glean from our own lives and other people's lives.
哦，所以几乎每一节我们都可以用这几个方向来做思考。
Almost every proverbs, we can use these different questions, to reflect.
哦，所以有时候一个经节、两个经节，我们把它默记起来，那我们一整天有空的时候，我们就把它默想一下。
If we have memorized one or two proverbs, and throughout the days we can meditate on them.
哦，那相信我们就能够从这个箴言里头呢，得到很多的造就。
I believe we can be greatly edified if we do so.
哦，所以这个我们不但读圣经哈，那也要默想神的话。
Not only do we read the Bible, we also need to meditate and ponder upon the Word of God.
哦，那如何默想圣经？啊，箴言是很好的材料。
So how do we meditate upon God's Word? And Proverbs is actually a very good way to start.
哦，那希望在这一次的学习里头，我们都来练习一下默想这个箴言。
I hope that as we learn about the book of Proverbs, we can practice.Meditating on these verses.
好，那箴言的句子的第二种形式呢，就是用比较的。
The two types of couplets in the book of Proverbs is comparison.
就是上下两个句子呢，它可能是类似的。
That means that the first and the second sentences have similar meanings and applications.
所以它的转折字就有时候就更好或者是又说像什么。
So the transition words could be like, compare, better.
好，我们看箴言15章16节。
Let Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16.
Better
is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble.
好, 这就是一个比较。
This is a comparison.
啊, 下面那一句是比上面那一句更好。
That means this phrase is better than the next phrase.
好, 那第三种形式呢, 啊, 它是用, 啊, 就是说, 啊, 第二个句子, 它是来补充第一个句子。
The third type of couplets is supplementary. That means the second sentence is used to supplement the first sentence.
啊, 那它的转折字, 啊, 就是英文的 and, 和, 啊, 但是这个中文也常常把这个和这个转折字忽略掉。
In the English version, they will use the transition word and, which they omit in some Chinese translation.
好, 请看14章的第10节。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10.
第10节, 心中苦楚, 自己知道, 心里的喜乐, 外人无干。
The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy.
啊, 英文圣经我们就有听到 and 这个字眼。
So we could see this transitional word and.
啊, 那这个经节在描写人的内心世界。
This verse is describing the inner world of a human's heart.
啊, 人的内心有时候是苦楚的，有时候是喜乐的。
Sometimes our heart is in bitterness and sometimes it is in joy.
啊, 有时候人并没有把它表现在这个外在看得到的表情上。
Many times we do not express the inner world on our facial expression.
啊, 那所以呢, 当然人的内心世界常常不是别人, 啊, 所能够清楚知道的。
Therefore, many times people may not be able to see our inner world.
啊, 所以, 啊, 当别人没有给我们安慰的话,
So if people do not give us any comforts,
啊, 我们也不要埋怨别人, 啊, 因为这是我们内心的事情, 别人常常是看不见的。
We should not complain and grumble against others because many times they cannot see what's going on inside our heart.
啊, 那有时候我们的喜乐呢, 啊, 别人可能, 啊, 也不懂得欣赏。
Many times when we have joy in our heart, people do not know to appreciate it.
啊, 因为有时候有些喜乐也不是用言语表情所能够表达的。
Because sometimes our joy cannot be expressed through our words or our facial expression.
啊, 那当别人好像没有什么反应的时候, 我们也不用太挫折。
So when people have no reaction to our joy, we do not need to be disappointed.
啊, 因为事实上是真的别人, 他们真的不懂。
Because many times people do not understand what we're feeling inside.
好, 那箴言有一个很主要的中心思想, 啊, 就是要敬畏神。
The book of Proverbs have a very central teaching, which is the fear of the Lord.
啊, 我想我们在每本书里头, 啊, 都可以或多或少的, 啊, 看到这样的主题, 我们要认识神, 我们要敬畏神。
We might be able to see the similar theme in other books of the Bible, which is we need to know God, we need to fear God.
啊, 因为这是拥有 幸福的人生的一个, 啊, 一个最基本的一个关键。
Because this is a key point of a blessed life.
啊, 那所以, 啊, 这个从箴言里头, 我们真的可以得到很多生活当中的教训跟智慧。
From Proverbs, we can receive a lot of instructions of wisdom.
那学习了真言之后，我们也应该知道我们的言语行为啊，都要能够接受啊这个神的教训的这一个啊这个检验。
After we learn the teachings from the book of Proverbs, then our words and actions need to be tested.
哦，我们总是希望我们所说的、所做的是能够得到神的喜悦的。
We often want to make sure that the things that we do or say would be pleasing to God.
哦，那如果我们好好的去熟悉箴言里头的这些教训。
If we truly familiarize ourselves with the teachings in Proverbs,
哦，那我们就能够很容易的来反省自己、评估自己所说的、所做的，对啊，是好或者不太好。
It will be very easy for us to reflect and evaluate ourselves to see the things that we say or do would be pleasing to God.
啊，当然，我们周遭的人也都在评估我们所做所说的。
I'm sure a lot of people around us would be evaluating our actions and words.
哦，但是周遭的人他不一定会告诉我们。
But the people around us may not actually tell us what they've seen.
啊，如果有人很有爱心的告诉我们，啊，通常我们第一个反应也不会很高兴。
And if for some reason some people are very honest to tell us what they see in us, our reaction usually would not be very happy.
所以最好的方法就是我们自己就能够检验自己。
So the best thing is that we are able to evaluate ourselves on our own.
啊，当然学好好学习真言之后呢，啊，我们也更能够啊很诚实、很坦然的常常来面对自己。
If we're able to truly learn the teachings of Proverbs, we will be able to face ourselves very honestly.
哦，当然，当我们能够诚实面对自己的时候呢，我们常常就会有很多很好的进步。
If we can face ourselves honestly and genuinely, then we can make a lot of progress.
啊，从箴言里头我们可以看到说，啊，我们人的生活不但我们会去骗啊，会去骗人，我们甚至也常常会骗自己。
From the teachings of Proverbs, we could see that not only do we lie to others, sometimes we also lie to ourselves.
啊，这就是为什么我们进步很少的原因之一。
That is one of the reasons why we do not make any progress or growth in our lives.
啊，但是如果我们真的把箴言的教训把它实行出来。
But if we truly apply the teachings of Proverbs into our lives.
啊，首先我们就会很诚实的看自己，我们会把自己看得很清楚，很详细。
First of all, we would become very transparent with ourselves.
那我们就会看到我们的缺点在哪里，我们的软弱在哪里。
So we could see where our shortcomings are and where our weaknesses are.
啊，我们人最怕的就是有软弱，有缺点，但是自己不知道，所以也不承认。
The thing that is that we are afraid of is that we have a lot of shortcomings and weaknesses, but we're unable to see them, and therefore we do not know its existence.
好，那这个箴言对当时的人，它有几方面的意义。
Proverbs has some importance to the people at the time.
啊，当然，在所罗门王的时代呢，这个所罗门王，他以一个父亲的态度，啊，他来教导他的百姓，尤其是年轻的一代。
King Solomon used a father's attitude to teach Proverbs to the youth at the time.
啊，因为所罗门王是一个有智慧的王。
Because King Solomon was a king with great wisdom.
啊，很多人都很喜欢，很愿意的来聆听接受他智慧的教导。
Many people were willing to come before him to learn his instructions on wisdom.
圣经告诉我们他的智慧也是神赐给他的。
The Bible tells us that King Solomon's wisdom was given to him by God.
啊，所以从神来的，他也很乐意的来传授给所有的人。
He was very willing to share with others what he had received from God.
啊，所以这本书是给所有的人。
So this book was meant for all types of people.
啊，不论性别，不论年龄，或者他的社会地位。
Regardless of gender, age, or social status.
在当时所罗门王啊，他就大概把人分成两种。
King Solomon divided people into two groups.
啊，就两种人走两种的人生道路。
There are two types of people who walk two different life paths.
有人寻求神，有人不寻求神。
Some people seek God while others don't.
有人敬畏神，有人选择不敬畏神。
Some know God and some decide not to know God.
两种的人生道路带来两种的后果。
Two different life paths bring about two different results.
那所罗门王也告诉当时的人，这个智慧是可以表现在人的言语、人的行为上面的。
King Solomon also taught people that wisdom can be shown in our actions and words.
那人与人之间的相处，应该是充满着爱，充满着热忱，那有道德的约束。
And he also taught us that in our interpersonal relationships, we should show love, enthusiasm, and morality.
所罗门王告诉大家，这个神他掌管人所有的一切以及结果。
King Solomon told us that God is the one who controls the results of men's actions.
所以有很多的定力是神所定出来的，基本上人是没有办法去违背的。
There are a lot of laws and principles that are established by God which men cannot overthrow.
尤其是人生活当中的这种懒惰或者是殷勤。
Especially laziness or diligence.
那箴言反复的提出来，这两种生活方式带来完全不相同的两个结果。
And the book of Proverbs kept telling us that the two different life paths bring us two completely unrelated results.
他所以所罗门强调着人绝对不可以懒惰。
King Solomon emphasizes a lot that we should not be lazy.
那要不懒惰，人就必须要对自己能够节制能够约束自己。
For a person to not to be lazy, we need to have self-control on ourselves.
那所罗门王也告诉大家，在神的眼中，什么是所谓的成功。
King Solomon also tells us what is success in God's eyes.
神的定义跟人的定义可能不太一样。
So God's view and our view are very different.
神所看重的是人的这个道德，人的这种对神的敬虔跟顺服。
What God values is our character and our obedience.
所以重要的是要让神看我们是成功的。
So what is most important is that whether God sees us as successful.
那这些对当时的意义当然也应用，也可以用在我们今天。
We could also see, we could also apply what happened back then to our lives right now.
所以箴言的教训虽然是在所罗门王的时代，离我们很久远但是这些教训仍然适用到我们今天的生活。
Even though the teachings of Solomon were given at his time, but we could still apply the same teachings in our lives today.
所以我再一次的强调，箴言这一本书是我们做圣经默想的很好的材料。
I want to again emphasize that the book of Proverbs is a very good resource for us to meditate upon.
哦，希望我们经常能够有一两节箴言的经节放在我们心中，我们反复的去思想。
I encourage everyone to always meditate on one or two verses in the book of Proverbs so we can think about them day and night.
我们要学习的，学习着自己能够评估自己灵这个属灵的状况。
We need to learn to be able to evaluate our spiritual condition.
每隔一段时间，我们就评估一下我现在属灵的状况如何。
Every so often, we need to evaluate our spiritual condition to see how we're doing spiritually.
这样子我们肯定会不断的长进。那这个灵性上越来越美。
So that we can continue to make progress spiritually and our spiritual life will become more and more beautiful.
相信我们今天所得到神的祝福呢，远远的超过过去的圣徒。
I'm sure the blessings that we receive nowadays are a lot more than the blessings that the saints received in the past.
那我们知道这一切都来自于神。
We know that our blessings come from God.
那箴言也教导我们我们要知道好好的来使用神给我们这一切的祝福。
The book of Proverbs encourages us that we need to utilize the blessings that God has given us.
所以我们需要从箴言里头来得着智慧，所以我们懂得用智慧来使用神所赐给我们的一切。
When we find wisdom, when we study the book of Proverbs, then we can apply them how to use them in our lives.
我们这一节课虽然比较晚开始，但是我们还是照时间来做一个休息。
And even though we started this class a little bit late, but we will still end on time.
我们现在一起默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer together.